You're already into some practices here and one competition under the belt. So far, how are things feeling for the season?
Really well. We started out maybe a little bit optimistic with a few of the kids, some younger ones. We weren't sure how they're going to perform, but the first meet of the season, breaking two school records is kind of a nice thing, especially with some of those young sprinters. And Britt O'Rourke continues to perform well every year, and she really progresses. And it's nice to see the young group of freshmen and sophomores excelling at this point of the season.
Just looking at your team, numbers-wise, it's a good turnout for you guys, and it seems like the program just continues to grow for you.
Our numbers have gone up this season, which is really nice, and we have more kids that are willing to dual sport, which is nice, helping out all of our programs. With the building of the facility and the track that we have right now, too, obviously sparks some interest, and now when the snow goes away, we could actually get out there and utilize it, and it would be a great benefit for this season.
And with that growth of a program, it's one thing to have numbers, it's another to get retention. And talking about your first meet in Concordia, a lot of those athletes, we'll start on the girls' side, who were successful, have been at it now for you for a couple of years.
They really started out as young athletes with us and have continued to progress through the varsity years. And now we've got a couple other young ones that are coming up and just helping to feed that girls' team. And we do have some leadership with a couple of older girls still out, which is really nice. But that core group is, freshmen, sophomores, and a couple of junior high kids. So.
And who have been the leaders on the girls' side of things for you?
The leaders that we've had in the distance side, Avery Murray, who does very well. We have Sydney Ingstead, who has really stepped up this year. She's doing very well. And then the sprinters, Britt O'Rourke continues to score points for the girls' team. Same with Olivia Olson, too, who's been around for a long time as well.
And I wouldn't say some of the younger athletes on the girls' side who are ready to kind of step up, but they're all kind of young. But are there some maybe coming in through the junior high level who are maybe starting to turn that corner?
With Sydney and Carly and Karina, those three young girls, they're going to run a lot of varsity competition this year, helping out our girls 4x8 with Carly and Sydney, and then Karina, who was actually on our state qualifying relay team last year, so she's out again as an eighth grader now.
What are some areas you look to improve there?
With the sprinters, I think really what we've seen a good transition is some of our girls now coming out, going into our field events. We've been pretty strong on the track, and now we're starting to see some girls coming out for our field events, which will really help. But we do have the return of Allison Mathias, who was eighth place at state last year in the javelin. So we're looking, for some big things from her too, being a junior.
Boys side for you guys, the first competition at Concordia, what were some positives you got from there?
Newcomer Jaden Thompson kind of surprised us. He kept telling us he was really quick, and he is pretty quick. So that was nice to see him. He's a sophomore. But Austin Shape ran a little bit of varsity last year. Broke the freshman 55 record right off the bat. Told me he was going to do it, and he did. And so, I think he's going to do pretty well, too, as a young athlete.
And who are the leaders on your boys' side?
The leaders really come from some of the older kids. Cade Powers, who's a senior, he's a great runner, and he's continued to improve throughout the years. And then we have a few more with Benton Murray, Tate Safakul, who have been around for a while as well, too.
And where are you looking at some areas that you need to improve for the boys' team?
I really think probably again, maybe in that field event area. We've got a couple new kids out again, just like the girls. And so I think when these kids get their number of practices in and they get some experience, I think we're going to see some good things out of them as well.
Last year was a difficult year in terms of what we saw in weather and what you're able to do, practice and make planning and events. And this year we've had a lot of snow, but it seems like we're on pace for a good melt and for things to get going at a decent level. But you guys have been able to get outside and be inside. How much you've been able to mix all of that stuff up?
Pretty good. This weather obviously gives us an advantage of at least being able to run outside around on the sidewalks. You know, our track around here is basically around the school, and so we utilize that as often as we can. Now we just got to wait for that snow melt so that we can actually get up on the track. But it's a combination of indoors and outdoors. We're pretty lucky to have a large enough facility here to accommodate everything that we need to do, at least to get the kids some practice time.
You have some more indoor competitions coming up. In terms of a transition from competing indoors to starting the outdoor season here in a couple weeks, is there any sort of adjustment for the athletes to take in?
I think it's the longer distances. You know, we can throw discus into a net and throw mini javelins all day, but until you can get outside and actually feel the weight of those things and throw those. And then obviously the sprinters, we can only run so far indoors. It's nice to have the sidewalks where we can stretch it out a little bit. But a lot of it is that it's that distance feel and trying to feel what those races really feel like. The indoor meets are early are 200-meter tracks that we're running on. Now we get to transition to UND, which has a nice 300-meter track. So that really kind of sets you up for going outside, which is really nice, our last couple meets for the indoor.
Yeah, two more meets for you guys indoor. You guys are going to be pretty busy here the next couple days. What are the next competitions, and what are some goals that you hope to achieve in those?
You know, we're coming up. We have the Class A. Basically, it's the indoor championships coming up here on Friday. And then we have the JV side of that on Saturday. And then we'll turn around and go up to the EDC indoor championships up at UND next Friday. And then same thing again, the JV on Saturday. I think coming out of that, the biggest thing is those kids, we set personal goals and personal records. And if we can continue to improve on those and meet our personal records, I think then we're showing improvement and achievement. And so that's our main goal, is for those kids.
And how far are we looking for maybe the first outdoor competition for you guys?
That's a good one. We should have a board going on that. I would think hopefully the at least the second week, you know, to third week of April. That's what I think is going to be realistic. The track might be cleared off, but I think the field event areas are just going to be a little bit too wet yet to really get out there and have a full track meet. So,
all right, thanks, Coach, and good luck here this season.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.